Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about your worst enemy, the secret assassin who lives among you, the one that you don't really see exists. This assassin targets you and criticizes you for absolutely everything you do, how you look, how smart you are, and the list continues. And many of us don't realize that our worst enemy happens to be, honestly, a part of ourselves. You know, most of the time we hear about adversity and we hear about people having to overcome adversity that people have brought into their life. You know, we hear about racism, we hear about challenges in our society. And those are very real things. However, a lot of times we don't look within ourselves to understand what we can do to better our life from within. Our minds are incredibly powerful. They are so powerful that they can control every single thing we do, the way we see the world, the way we feel about ourselves, and it's so powerful of an organ that the way we think and the thoughts that we have become words, and those words become laws that control our daily life. And because our thoughts become things, because we can actually co-create things in our life, that's how powerful we truly are, if we're willing to accept the responsibility. Because to realize how truly powerful we are, we have to accept the responsibility of how powerful we are, and we have to do what's right. Or it's a good idea to do what's right if we really want the right things to happen in our life. And I know I've been on both sides of the coin where I matriculated and created and co-created things that didn't benefit my life. Quite the opposite, actually. And I suffered for it. And it wasn't just the outside world that was coming in and impacting me in a negative way. It was also the way I was treating myself, the way I thought about myself, the way that I felt about myself, but better yet, it was the things that I thought and spoke out loud about myself that directly related to the pain that I was experiencing in that lifetime. And it's interesting because, you know, years and years and years ago when I started working in this body of work to better society and to better people's lives and to help co-create a better life for folks, I had to learn how to do this from the ground up. It wasn't like this was given to me and I have all this knowledge and, you know, I'm this omniscient person. However, I have become highly evolved because of the personal work that I've done. And because of that evolution and that work that I have worked on my whole life, I'm able to see clearly when I'm working with my clients what they can do to change their life for the better. And it begins with getting rid of some stuff that's no longer working. getting rid of some stuff that's no longer working, because you don't want to add a bunch of stuff to stuff that's not working. Let me give you a good example, and I think I talk about this in one of my books. Okay. So envision a glass of water sitting on the counter, and that glass is affixed. Okay, it's glued. It's, it's stuck to the table. You can't take that cup up if your life depended on it. Okay, so there's a glass, and it's a glass. You can see through it. It's clear. And there's a bunch of really, like, murky, dirty water in it. I mean, like, real dirty. Like, you're like, oh, God. I mean, where'd you get that at? And it's sitting, and it's taking up a third of the glass, and the rest of it's empty. So you can't pull the glass off the tabletop, right? Because I've stuck it there. It's permanently affixed to the table. It could be a piece of artwork. I could sell it at a gallery, you know? Okay, going back. So think about it. You got the glass. Now, how do you get rid of that murky water? Because you can't pick it up. You can't take it to the sink. You can't wash it, right? Okay, so how do we do this? And we're not talking about picking up the table and taking the table over to the sink as well, okay? You can't do that. Let's say the table's 1,000 pounds. So what do we do? And the only way to get rid of that murky water would be to actually pour in clear water, clean water, and eventually it will take over, bombard the dirty water that's in there, and over time what happens is the dirty water goes away, okay, and it ends up going all over the table, all over the floor, but all of a sudden, eventually, you know, after work and lots of water bombarding that glass, that dirty water comes out, the clean water's in, you're good, okay? And that's the same thing as what I'm going to be talking about later on in the hour about how to overcome the stuff that's going on in your head and in your mind and all that stuff. But we've got to do it the right way, okay? Similar to that glass affixed to the table, I can't open up your brain. I can't cut a hole in there or crane it, you know, have it where I open it up on one side and crank it back and then, like, wash it out. I can't do that. I can't sit there and tinker with it. You know, it's not like a game where it's like Operation where I take your brain in and out. No, I got to help you figure out ways to overcome the stuff that's going on in there and how to be really cognitive and cognizant of what's really happening. And so I want to begin today's discussion because I think that this applies to mostly a lot of us. I'd say the majority of the world deals with this, not just the United States, not just specific to a certain country, but a lot of the world deals with this. So the first thing I want to talk about is how we feel about our looks, about our outside appearance. How we feel about our outside appearance directly reflects how we carry ourselves. Okay, so this is a good thing to think about. So when we feel really good about ourselves, and we're feeling at the top of the world, we carry ourselves with elegance and dignity. We look as if we're like floating. And it's a very angelic type space to be in. Now let's flip the script. When we feel not very good about ourselves, when we feel that we don't look good enough, we tend to carry ourselves in a slouching manner. We tend to try to avoid interaction, eye contact. We try to kind of hide, right? We try to hide because we feel that we are not at our best. We're not projecting our best. We're not good enough is basically what this boils down to. And it's interesting how this concept right here is a big concept. And it has all these other little tentacles that come out of it. All these other things that happen based on the fact that we don't feel that we, in our outside appearance, is worthy. Okay? And one of those tentacles that come off this, one of these branches that come off that, is the way that we take or the way we don't take compliments either very well or very well. And so when we're not taking compliments very well because we believe that we're lesser than, I'll give you a good example, and I'm sure it's happened to a lot of you out there. Okay, someone comes up to you at an event or they see you at work or out when you're at the grocery store or something and somebody sees you and they say, wow, you look amazing. You go, Oh, that's funny. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm just. No. That's really sweet of you. You know, and you're thinking in the back of your head, what do you want? And it's interesting when we receive a compliment that's genuine, but because we think and we feel so low about ourselves, we can't even believe that what they're saying is true. Because we can't believe that it's true, we take it as a joke, as a mockery, as somebody trying to make fun of us. Oh, that's real sweet. Thanks. I mean, you know, I've had a hard enough day as it is, and now you're trying to make fun of me? And that person's like, no, I genuinely meant the fact that I think you look beautiful. Okay, whatever. Or the outfit. That is an amazing outfit. God, you look great in this old thing. I've had this for 15 years. Really? I mean, it's got holes in it and stuff. The flip the script on this. When somebody gives you a compliment and you're feeling really good, hey, thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. You see what I'm saying? And in the middle, so there's three parts of this, right? There's three parts of taking this compliment. And, you know, there's one extreme of not buying into it, thinking the person's lying. Okay, what do they want from me? What do they need from me? What's this about? The middle ground is, you feel bad about them giving you a compliment, so you downplay whatever it is that they complimented you on. I'll be talking more about that when I return, because this is kind of where a lot of people find themselves, more than the extremes. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Well, yeah, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about that worst enemy that's extremely close to you, the secret silent assassin who's out there to pounce and to take away the joy in your life. You want to know who it is? It's you. Yeah, many of us are pretty hard on ourselves. We are the toughest critic. We are the judge, jury, and executioner. And right before the break, I was talking about, you know, one of the concepts that I want to cover in today's show is how we feel about our outside appearance. And the way we feel about our outside appearance directly relates to how we deal with lots of things, how we carry ourselves, but also how we take a compliment, right? And so there's three ways that we can take a compliment based on how we feel about how we look. The first way is when somebody compliments you, you think they're full of crap. They've got to be BSing you. They must want something from you, or they're making fun of you, because your body image within yourself is so bad that you can't see how anybody could find you attractive, beautiful, any of that, handsome, rugged, because you're so off base in your mind, and you feel so off base because of your mind and your mindset, that you feel like you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not beautiful, you're not handsome, you're not attractive, all that stuff. So you take the compliment as a joke, or being rude, or making fun of, or last but not least, what do you want from me? The middle ground that most people fall in is they don't go that extreme, because we have some sort of semblance of self-respect, right? And we care a bit about ourselves, and we feel okay about ourselves. Our you know, we're not on the top of the world, but we don't feel like we're dying, and we feel to some degree we have something there that has merit. And so when you're in that position, what happens is when somebody gives you a compliment, it's like you don't feel worthy enough to receive that compliment. So what happens? You sit there and you go, oh, well, I love your shoes, or, oh, well, you're more beautiful than I am. Okay? Now, the person wasn't like fishing for a compliment. I mean, if they were, fine, but you can't sit there and mind read. You need to take the compliment and appreciate it for what it is without having to give others out because you feel like you don't deserve that compliment. Right? And I think a lot of people fall into this category. You probably fall into that category right there. Maybe teetering on the left side over there as well, but toward the middle here where you kind of feel like, wow, they gave me a compliment. Oh, gosh, I feel a little exposed, you know? And then last but not least, somebody gives you a compliment and you say, wow, and you're on that other side. You're feeling good about yourself. You got a lot of self-respect. You feel good about your self-value, your worth. Your self-worth is good. It doesn't have to be on top of the world, but it's good. When somebody gives you a compliment, you're like, thank you so much. That means the world to me. It really made my day. And, you know, it makes their day, too, because guess what? That's awesome. And it wasn't like you felt like you had to give them one because they gave you one, and, oh, well, I'm not worthy enough to just stand here and have a compliment. But that's good because you didn't go the other extreme. But to be aware of that is amazing because you can make those changes and realize, huh, what part of my self-value do I need to work on? What are the things that I feel about my looks that I need to really put some thought into and recognize that I might be putting myself down and I'm not aware of it, okay? And it's interesting how we try to hide our outside appearance or how we are comfortable in our own skin directly reflects on how we feel about our outside appearance. And I think that you can probably identify some stuff on your own right now of ways that you have hidden things, ways that you've tried to downplay things, things that happened or happens on a daily basis, and being aware of that, because that's going to lead on later on in this hour to what you can do to make these subtle changes that can better your life forever. You know, the next thing I want to talk about in today's episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives is how we think about our intelligence. How we think about our intelligence level directly coincides with how we speak. Okay, so if I think that there's no way I can put two thoughts together, if I feel like there's no way that I can speak intelligent in an intelligent manner, then how I talk is going to reflect that directly. Okay, the way that I speak will directly be impacted by how I think about myself, right? And that's extremely interesting. And I find that how we think about ourselves and the intelligence quotient directly relates to the people that we hang out with. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, and why I say that is if we don't feel highly intelligent and we feel lesser than on the intelligence concept, we may choose to spend time with people that makes us feel more intelligence, meaning that we actually surpass them in their intelligence. And so we feel comfortable about being around them because they don't intimidate us, right? And so sometimes in these situations, when you are doing that, you begin to feel held back by the people you're spending time with, okay? And you feel like there's not a lot to talk about because, I don't know, you've created this group of people, so sometimes you're the most intelligent in the group. Everybody listens to you because you have this intelligence esteem issue, feeling that you're not intelligent enough to hang out with the smart kids. Okay, and I'm not putting down anybody at all. I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out the obvious in these situations. And a lot of times it's not always the obvious. It's stuff that we've kind of hidden from ourselves because we don't really want to think about it. And it's a mind thing, okay? And our minds are so powerful that it can cover up various reasons why we do things, okay? It can cover up various reasons why we do things. And I'm going to give you an example of that in just a little bit. And when I explain that on how our brain is so powerful, you'll understand why this is happening. So we'll choose to hang out with people that maybe aren't as intelligent, but we're the one that's in the group that's, you know, highly intelligent, that everybody asks our opinion and how do we feel. You know, it's interesting, too, another dynamic of how we feel about our intelligence is the schooling that we chose, the education that we chose directly related to how we felt about our intelligence level. So think back into high school. Think back into high school when you were choosing where you were going to go to school at. Are you going to go to college? Or are you going to go to junior college? Are you going to go to trade school? Or are you going to go right into work? And a lot of us didn't have the opportunity because of financial means, right? Because we had to deal with not being able to provide. Parents were not able to provide. We couldn't pay for college. It was just not going to happen, so we had to work. But outside of that fundamental issue, a lot of people chose it because they felt like they weren't smart enough to go to college. I'm not smart enough to get this education. I'm not going to fit in. College is just not for me. Okay, and there's a lot of thoughts that go into that. Why? Because the feeling of inadequacy when it comes to intelligence level directly related to the concept of why they felt like they weren't intelligent enough to attend XYZ school. You know, okay, so it might not have been that extreme. You might have gone to college, but did you even apply to some of the schools that you wanted to go to because you didn't feel like you would be accepted? Right? I mean, some of the schools that we wanted to go to, oh, that's way out of my league. That's way out of my league. They're never going to accept me there. Yeah, I better just stick to these smaller schools, or I better stick to these state schools, or I better stick to these private schools because a state school is not going to let me in, or I can't even begin to think about Ivy schools. Oh, my God, that's never going to happen. All those geniuses up there, and there I am. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I'm not saying that you were going to get accepted if you changed all this, but to some degree, fundamentally, you held yourself back and didn't even get the opportunity to even get the decision yes or no because you just assumed that you weren't intelligent enough to go. And that's what's happening in our life on a daily basis in so many different areas, and we're not even aware of it. We're not even aware of the fact that this is actually happening. Another aspect outside of the schooling we chose based on the way we think about ourselves and our intellectual level are the groups that we join. Okay, I think it's interesting when you're in a group of people and you're talking about stuff and one person says, well, I joined, you know, XYZ society, or I'm in the Mensa society or whatever. Everybody's like, whoa, I could never be in that. You know, and others of us are like, man, I joined the drink beer at 5 o'clock group because that's who I can fit in with. And I'm not against drinking beer at 5 o'clock. But my thing is that a lot of times we choose these groups based on how we feel either adequately or inadequately about our intellectual level, and we want to fit in. And you know, we as humans want to fit in. That's our shtick. That's our thing. We're a community type person. We like the community. We like interaction. We like other people around. We don't want to be alone. All that stuff. We don't want to be on an island by ourselves. You know, we just don't. It's not something we want to do. I don't know many humans on this planet who would like to be in that movie Castaway and hang out with a volleyball named Wilson, right? Who wants to do that? We're like community type people who want interaction. Stay tuned when I return. We'll be talking about how we speak directly relates to who we are and how we see this world and all that stuff. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You may not know it, but your worst enemy is right there. It's in you. You're the toughest critic of yourself. And on today's show, I'm exposing why that's true. And better yet, at the end of the hour, I'm going to be giving you some tips and tricks to overcome this and things that you can do that you can implement in your daily life to work, to restructure your thoughts, to feel differently about yourself, and for that to outwardly radiate for others to see, but also for your life to be impacted in an amazing positive way. Right before the break, I was talking about how we think about our intelligence level directly coincides with how we speak. Who we tend to hang out with, the schools, or the schooling level that we chose when we had the ability to choose back in the day, the groups of people that we join. One other thing that I didn't bring up before the break is, you know, this directly relates to when we speak out loud in front of people. So many times we can feel like we're not that intelligent, and so our ideas aren't that good, and so we're scared to speak out loud. We're scared to say how we feel because we feel like people will make fun of us or they won't get it or they won't understand where we're coming from or any of that stuff. And so we want to hold all that in and harness all that because we don't want to be made fun of, okay? And we just don't know if our idea is intelligent enough and we just don't want to say anything because we just don't want to rock the boat and what if people make fun of us? And so that directly relates. However, that's tough. You know, I've been there before where I thought an idea of mine was great, and I've been there before when I thought an idea of mine wasn't, and you know what? Yeah, some ideas are better than others, but the way we think about it directly relates to how the outcome's going to come around. You know what I'm saying? It's like thinking that your food is either healthy or poisonous, okay? I'm telling you, I mean, mind over matter. I mean, when you think your food is poisonous, you're going to think you got poison, man. If you think that food's bad, and I've been there before, and I'm giving you this example for a reason. Haven't you ever had something and you go, man, I don't know if that was good. And that food could have been totally fine and everybody else was fine, but you got it in your head that it was bad. You got sick. You made yourself sick. Okay? I've done it before. I have freaked out. I have freaked out before. And a lot of this is because of past situations. I had a time at a restaurant where they served me a drink, and I didn't realize that it had glass in it. And it cut my throat. And I had to go in and get that endoscopy and all that. And I was scared because, obviously, I'm a talk show host. I mean, I'm on the radio, you know, every day of the week. And on top of that, I have a TV show coming out. I mean, to not be able to speak again because your vocal cords are messed up, it'd be horrific. And so after that, my mind would play tricks on me. I'd go to restaurants, and I didn't want any ice anymore, and I was very stressed out about that, and I stopped drinking pretty much, but I would be scared that something was in my food. And I remember one time I swore I thought something was in my drink, and I don't know if it was. I don't think it was, but I was so scared and terrified for the rest of that night. I can't even explain how terrified I was. And my mind was telling me that this is true, that this had happened. And so think about it. If you're thinking that you're not that intelligent, that you're not highly intelligent, that you're not smart enough, you're going to act that way, okay? You're going to dumb yourself down. I mean, you're creating this. This is your rules, your laws of the land, right? And how we think directly relates to who we are and how we feel and how other people see us and the impact that we make on the world is all directly related to the way that we think. So now I want to talk about how we speak about ourselves directly relates to how people see you. How we speak about ourselves directly relates to how people respect or don't respect you. It relates to how people think about you. It relates to how people help you or don't help you. And it's all based on how you actually speak about yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you're supposed to go around saying, I am the world's best. I am perfect and you are all scum and this is not going to work. No, it's awful. That's crazy. That's extreme narcissism. And as we know, and as you know, extreme narcissist people actually suffer from a very low self-esteem. And the reason why they say stuff like that is to try to build themselves up. And it doesn't work. So no, not at all. I am speaking of something way different from being a narcissist. The way we speak about ourselves directly relates to how other people see us. Okay? If you speak about yourself in a high manner, and this is honest truth, you know, when you speak about yourself, when people ask you and you say, well, yeah, I've been working on this and I'm doing this and I'm very proud of the work that I'm doing with the homeless, or I'm very proud of the work that I'm doing with the teachers in the Dallas ISD, or I'm very proud, whatever, and this is what I'm doing and I'm putting my heart and soul into it. People go, wow, that's some amazing stuff. And this gal's got some heart and soul. Right? But on the flip-flop, if you're over there talking about yourself in a negative manner, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to get a nut, you know, just trying to figure this out, you know, just, you know, it's tough. I'm all like stressed out and, you know, got all this on my plate and, you know, I'm just, you know, whatever it is that you got going on that you're talking about in this negative manner where you're bringing yourself down, people begin to question who you are. A good example is when somebody calls to hire you and they ask you, you know, what your rate is. Let's say you were a plumber or a therapist or whatever in between. And somebody asks you and you go, well, it's $125 an hour. And they're like, okay, well, why isn't it cheaper? Okay, flip the script. If you actually believe in your services, okay, you would believe in the price that you're charging. So I charge $125 an hour, and that's extremely reasonable. Okay, now that's the middle ground there. When somebody actually believes in what they're doing and believes in the work that they're doing. Now, some people would say, well, that's pretty low. Okay, so you're lowballing it because you don't want to rock the boat. You could ask for more. Okay, and that would be the extreme different level, and I'm not there yet. I'm not at that level where, you know, I believe that all that stuff. You know, you have to really do some serious belief. Now, I don't know if it's a narcissistic trait or whatever, but I think that the more and more and more you believe in yourself, the more you believe that you are valued at a higher level. Okay, and I think that takes a lot of time and work to get there, because It's like self-acceptance and self-esteem, coupled with the fact that you believe in yourself, coupled with the fact that you are successful in your own right, and you practice what you preach, but also realizing the value that you have, the value of who you are, how valuable you are, directly relates to what happens. And that's always very interesting, because I've realized that throughout my life, I've had some self-worth issues. And if many of you, like me, have, it's actually quite rare to not. And I had some extreme ones because of my health, you know, my whole life, beginning as a child. I mean, when you don't know if you're going to live or die, you don't really know what's going to happen. And when nobody knows what you have and there's been no diagnosis, you feel like this oddball. You feel like this mutant. Nobody gets it. So that really goes a long way to like bringing down your self-esteem. Okay. Wow. Yeah. People don't even know. I don't even have a diagnosis. Nobody even understands. And here I am out here trying to forge my life, and I don't know what's going to happen next. And that'll lower your self-esteem like nothing else. And I know that many of you out there have gone through debilitating conditions, overcoming cancer, dealing with abusive family, physically abusive, sexually abusive, you know, abusive spouses that you've had to leave. All these things directly relate to our self-esteem and the way we feel about ourselves. But at some point, we've got to let this go. We've got to let this go, and we've got to transform our life to receive all the things that we deserve. But we only deserve what we think we deserve. If you don't believe that you deserve anything, then you're probably not going to get anything because you don't even believe that you should get anything. And I'm not talking about handouts and all this stuff. I'm not talking about, oh, freebies because, you know, you feel entitled. This isn't about entitlement. We don't talk about it. We do not agree with entitlement on this show. Okay? That's BS. We don't agree with entitlement. It is not cool. It is not what we want to talk about. There's a lot of entitled people out there right now, and they're not even on the wavelength of what I'm talking about. And you know what I'm speaking of. And so the way we speak about ourselves directly reflects on how other people see us. You know, it's the same thing as when somebody asks you about your spouse and you say, man, they're awesome. They are genius, intelligent. I'm so glad to be with them. Love of my life. People automatically have that image. But what if you flip the script? I'll talk about that when I return. Stay tuned and please take some time to check out my website, AshleyBerges.com. There's some valuable information there that might help you. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about that secret assassin that's right next to you. It's you. You're the toughest critic on yourself. You put yourself down constantly. You think negatively about yourself. You feel negatively about your outward appearance. You think negatively about your intelligence, and you speak sometimes negative about just the person you are. And right before the break, I was talking about how the way we speak about ourselves directly relates to how other people either respect us or see us, if they decide that they want to help us or be involved in what we're working on, all those things. And I gave a really good example because sometimes it's easier to understand when somebody's not talking about you. Think about it. When was the last time somebody asked you about your wife or husband, right? And when you responded, you said, oh, my husband is highly intelligent. He's the greatest person ever. He's my best friend. And he's just a really good person that cares a lot about people. And he does the right thing. Okay? When somebody says that about their spouse, doesn't it make you feel like, wow, that guy sounds awesome. I mean, like, I want to hang out with that guy. He sounds really, really, really cool. And he sounds like a good person, and I like good people. But what about the flip of that script? Okay, the same thing. How's your husband? What's he like? Oh, man, he's a jerk, and God, it's just like it's so hard living with him. There's always something happening. I mean, he's just so, he's so derogatory all the time and putting people down, and I don't know, must have been issues from his childhood. I'm not sure, but, you know, we'll get through it. I mean, whoa. I mean, how do you feel about that guy now? Like, wow, okay. Great. Good luck with all that. Let me know if you need any help. You know, and then you got the extreme off of that where people go, well, why aren't you getting divorced? Why are you still married to that person, for God's sake? Sounds like an awful person. But see, we do that about ourselves. And we don't even realize it. And it's not like somebody's like, tell me about you. What's about you? No, it's like in everything you speak about and all your work and all your challenges and the things that matter to you and the things that you give your time to and the people you spend time with. You see what I'm saying? And those things directly relate to how people see us, if they want to help us in something, if they feel like they want to contribute, is based on that feeling. It's based on hearing stuff and feeling it instead of, like, you know, when you hear somebody talking down about themselves all the time, I mean, you try to build somebody up, but do you necessarily want to be involved with what they're doing? No, you don't. So what can we begin to do? What can you do? What can I do to feel and to think and to speak better about ourselves? What can we do right now? What can we begin to feel, to think, to speak better about ourselves? And that's a great question, because there is an awesome answer for that that truly, truly works. It actually really works. The first thing that we can do that works like a dream is to be aware of the words that we speak. Being aware and mindful of the words we speak is golden. When you are aware of those words, you're aware of what you're saying. It goes a long way. When we're aware, guess what? We can be aware of the negative stuff that's coming out of our mouth. Oh, so that's where that came from. Oh, interesting. Huh. Why did I say that? Do I really feel that way? Huh. Where did that come from? When we are aware of the words that we speak, we can change those words. But we have to be aware that it's actually taking place, period. If we're not aware that we're speaking negative, that we're thinking negative, that we have these thoughts, that we can't ever change anything. You got to be aware. You got to be aware of the problem. The second thing is to be aware of the thoughts in our mind. So it's not the words just that we speak. It's also the thoughts in our mind, because the words come from the thoughts. Okay, we got to have the thoughts first before we have the words. You're just like, blah, 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 blah. You got to think about what you're saying, right? And it's based on what you're thinking. So whatever you're thinking in your mind is coming out. Blah, 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 blah. And think about that, being aware of the thoughts, because that's where the words come from. So what are you thinking on a daily basis? What are some thoughts that are going in and out of your mind? Whether they're positive or negative or extremely self-deprecating. Some of you out there are kind of in that middle where there's some negative stuff being thought of. You know, maybe you have a low self-esteem. Maybe you don't feel smart enough. Maybe you don't feel attractive enough. Maybe you don't feel good enough to do whatever. Some of you, though, are so on the extreme of self-deprecation, it's like you hate yourself. And when you hate yourself, nothing good can come out of that. Because it's like fighting an enemy, but in order to fight that enemy, you'd have to kick your own butt. Okay, and that doesn't work. You don't want to beat your own self up, but you're already mentally beating yourself up anyway. And that's key. You're already doing it. You're just not doing it physically, right? You're just not doing it physically. And that's the key, is that you're beating yourself up, but you're doing it from an internal spot. And when you think about this stuff, I'd like to do some studies, and it would probably take some time. I'm sure there's some studies out there, but when we get diseased and we get sick and we get ill, it's all directly related to how we feel and that inner stuff that's going on in our life. And so when we think really negative and we're in a hostile internal environment, that's like deadly. That'll kill you over a period of time, you know? And so when we think about it that way, we want to be aware of the words we speak. We want to be aware of the thoughts we have. And we must realize the government situation and the worker mentality. Let me explain that real quick. The government is your mind, okay? It's your mind, and you're the worker. And so when the government throws out laws and regulations and rules, i.e., I'm not good enough, my life sucks, I'm never going to be XYZ, well, that's the government handing down its, like, laws of the land. And guess what the little worker does? The little worker just goes, okay, well, that's my life, okay. Well, I'm never going to be this way, and I'm never going to do that, so I better just do this because I'm lucky to have that. Okay, so are you going to let the doctrines of the government, like, enslave you as the worker to believe this garbage the rest of your life? Really? Come on, that's awful. That's painful. I don't want to see that. So when you realize that that's the government throwing down all these rules, regulations, laws of the town, and you're the little worker bee trying to figure it out, well, that just sucks, but you can change it. You can overthrow that government, and you can overthrow it by changing the laws. And how do we change the laws? We rewrite the laws in a positive way, and we use positive affirmations. So what we're doing is actually flipping the script from I'm not smart enough to I am highly intelligent and capable to do anything I want. For more information on positive affirmation and how they directly work to reclaim your life, you can check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.